Can we have everyone's attention? Good troublemaker. Well, good evening. I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Scholes. And I got to tell you, it warms my heart to see everyone here. I think these are some exciting times for the city of Gilbert Beach, and having citizen involvement is what this exercise is all about. Before we get started, I want to introduce a few people who are here today. Joining us, we've got Councilmember Steve Lieberman. Councilmember Ron Arnoldson. We've got Garrett Matsura from Planning Commission. Arlene Versaw, of course. Park and Rec Commissioner Sue Hartman. Hopefully, if I don't leave anyone out, hopefully. If you're on an advisory group, you know, hey, thank you for being here. We appreciate all the work that you're doing. We've got several staff members here as well. We've got Julie Hawkins, who is the project coordinator. Jake Raper Jr., who is the community development director. And Suzanne Bragdon, who's been leading the charge with Julie. And then we've got, I guess, some new staff members. I don't know everyone's last name, but oh wait, we've got Nick Coster. Where's Nick? There's Nick. And let's see, there's Janet. Janet's over here. There's Janet. Corey and Eric. And of course, and we have City Manager Ron Anderson. So like I said, you can tell I'm excited about this exercise because, you know, I'm a planner by trade, and it warms my heart to see everyone here. And so I'm going to stop talking so we can get to the real work and turn this over to David Early.
Well, thank you
all. We'll talk afterwards.
Thank you all for being here this evening. Again, my name is David Early, and I'm with Design Community and Environment. Our firm is located in the Bay Area, but we've done quite a bit of work here in the San Luis Obispo area. Among other things, we're preparing the North Coast Area Plan for the Cambria area. We also did the plan for Avila Beach, and it's a pleasure for us to be able to work here with all of you to try and set a vision for the future of Grover Beach. Kelly Kahn from my office is here this evening as well. She's our project manager. Yeah, another round of applause. And I just am going to speak very briefly about what we're going to do this evening, and then I'll turn it over to Suzanne Bragdon to talk a little bit from the city's perspective about the job tonight, and then we'll really get into the work. So we've already had number one, welcome and introductions from Mayor Pro Tem Stoles. I'm doing the agenda overview, and then Suzanne will talk about why we're doing visioning now. I'll give a little overview of the vision project and some of the assets, opportunities, and possibilities that are here in town. And that's where you guys really come in. We're going to do all of this in less than like 40 more minutes or less even. And then this is really the bulk of the evening, item number 6. You've all got little red numbers on your name tags. We're going to ask you then to go to the numbered tables. The staff that were introduced are going to be at your tables to help to facilitate discussion, and we want to hear from you about what you see as the future of Grover Beach. We're going to be focusing on two things tonight. One is your vision and goals for the city, what you'd like to see from a sort of in words, what would you like to have the town develop into. And then also a second thing is that we have maps, and we're going to ask you to show us the areas where you think change might occur, that you'd like to see change, and other areas of town that you want to see stay the same or be preserved. So those are our two goals tonight, is to set goals and visions and also to mark on the maps places that would change and be preserved. We'll take about an hour to do that. Then we're going to have small groups report back to talk about what they did so you can all hear from each other. And then we're going to go home. And it's that easy. And there are two more meetings. I'm going to say that about three times tonight, but I know that some of the postcards came out late in the mail. We do have extra postcards here with all three dates on them. Our next meeting is 2 weeks from tonight in this very room, and we hope all of you are going to come back because this is a process that builds on itself. for three meetings, and we hope each of you will bring at least one friend, maybe two or three, so that we can really fill this room with people articulating a vision for Grover Beach. So do take some postcards and remember those dates, which I'm going to tell you again two or three times tonight. So without further ado, let me turn it over to Suzanne Bragdon, who works in economic development here for the city, to talk about some of the things that make Grover Beach what it is today.
Okay, thank you so much. I am thrilled to see everyone that is here. When I heard that our invitations that were supposed to be hand-delivered on Thursday didn't make it until today, my heart went pitter-patter, pitter-patter. But marvelous show out. So I think this is just really exciting. I know that everyone in this room tonight, and we are videotaping this as well, so everybody who's watching us on TV knows what a special place Grover Beach is. I'm relatively new to the area, but I figured it out. We're a beachfront community. We have spectacular views, marvelous weather. We have the dunes. We are the northern entrance to the Oceano Dunes, and that brings, guys, 1.5 million tourists through our community every year. Isn't that a huge statistic? I thought it was great. We also have the Amtrak station, which really started a lot of our redevelopment efforts a few years back. And we also have California's only drivable beach. These are huge assets. Now, you guys all know that. Those watching the TV know that. But we need to keep all of this in mind as we move forward to why we're doing visioning. Now, basically, the council approved this effort, earlier in the year, I believe. And as I have responsibility for our economic development program, I was just ecstatic. I could hardly contain myself as the council was voting, because this effort is so important to our economic development goals. What we will be doing through these three workshops, and I'll join in with David to say three workshops, we're going to help realize what our potential is based on all the dialogue from all of you. We're going to define basically what we want to be when we grow up. You know, we're probably one of the few small beach communities in this area left that isn't completely developed out. So we've got potential. We're also going to develop through these visioning workshops kind of a roadmap for where we're going to go, how we want to develop, what type of development we want to see, where do we want to see that type of development. And then finally, this is the first step towards updating the city's land use element, which again is huge. It provides the foundation for everything that we want to accomplish in the future. And again, your presence tonight is starting to help define what that is. So again, that's what I have to say. And I'll turn it back over to David.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Whoops. I forgot to introduce a key player. Where is Steve? Steve is with SLOCOG. And Steve is going to be working with us in our next workshop, where we're going to all have computers, and we're going to be doing a lot of interactive work called Places 3. So I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce Steve.
Thank you, Suzanne, and I'll talk a little bit about the work Steve's going to be doing with us in a few minutes. I should probably say to the people who are watching on TV, too, it's not too late to come to this meeting. Hop in your car, come on down. We're going to be doing the preliminaries for another 15 or 20 minutes, and you can get here and be in a small group still tonight. So feel free to come down. There's pizza. There's fruit in the back. So if you're here already, do avail yourself of that, and if you're watching on TV, you can get dinner here and come on down. I want to take a few minutes and tell you a little bit about our firm, just because people are normally curious, who are these people who came to help do this? Our firm is called Design Community and Environment. We have a staff of about 25 in the Bay Area. As I said, we've worked quite a bit here in the county, in Cambria, in the North Coast area of the county, and in Avila Beach. And our firm is focused around those three words that make up our name, design, community, and environment. We do urban design work and landscape architecture to try and make communities more beautiful. We're very concerned with making good design decisions and making sure that all city planning results in communities that are more beautiful and more pleasurable to be in. The second word in our name is community. We're really very concerned, like we're doing tonight, to involve community members in planning. We try and get people to come out to meetings to articulate what they want for their communities, rather than having a bunch of planners decide for them. So we're really glad you're here as a community working together. And then finally, not that there's anything wrong with planners, John. And then finally, we believe very strongly in the environment. This is downtown San Luis Obispo, where the creek runs through. We believe very strongly in that kind of interaction between the town and the natural environment, and having natural features as part of our city and town landscapes. And certainly Grover Beach is a town where there's a wonderful connection to nature, to the beach, to the eucalyptus groves and other features here, and we want to preserve that and enhance it as part of the planning we're doing. Whoa, what happened there? Did we miss one?
Nope. Yeah. There it is.
Here we go. So, I don't know if you've heard, but we're doing three workshops. The first of those is tonight. The second will be in 2 weeks on May. It is a model that allows us to say to a computer what we would like to see changed, and the computer tells us back how many people will live here, what traffic will be like, what some of the economic development implications are, how the jobs housing balance will be. A lot of different information that we can then use to decide whether we like the notions that we have or not. So it's a way of sort of, while you're at a meeting, fine-tuning your ideas. You can put some ideas on a piece of paper and into the computer. The computer gives you some data back, and then you can say, oh, I didn't quite mean that. Why don't I change it a little and see how you want to see change? So it's going to be very exciting. We're very happy to have Steve Givincenzi from SLOCOGS, his staff, Corinne, and others. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo has people involved on this project who are here this evening as well. It's a whole staff of technical experts who are going to be making the computers work for us, and it's going to be really fun and exciting. So do come to that second workshop to see and use the Places 3 mapping exercise on the computer, and this is sort of a picture of it here. And then at the third workshop, we're going to be taking the ideas that come out of the computer, giving them back to you at the beginning of the meeting and say, here's what the groups did at workshop number 2. Here are some of the ideas. And we're going to ask you then to sort through those ideas and decide which ideas you like best and what actually the vision for change in Grover Beach should be. Which areas do you want to see new buildings? How big should those buildings be? Which areas should be preserved? Where should new trails or parks be? All of those kinds of things. By the end of the third workshop, we should have a comprehensive vision. We may not come to complete agreement. We may have a couple of ideas that we move forward to the City Council and into the land use element update for the general plan, but we will definitely have some very good concrete ideas by the end of workshop number 3. So we're very happy that all of you are involved. So tonight, what are we doing tonight? Well, as I said, it's really two things. First, we're going to be asking you to talk in your groups about your vision and goals for the city of Grover Beach. And I'll have a couple of ideas or examples here in a minute. The second is that we're going to be asking you on the map to circle areas that you would like to see change and areas that you would like to see preserved. So you've all got maps on your tables, much like this, and we'll be giving you markers, and you'll have the facilitators to work with you, and we'd like you to draw on the maps and show us what you think are the areas that might change and might stay the same. So here are the questions we're asking. Let's just go on to the next slide after this, and I think we have the goals. You might want to consider tonight goals like these. And this is not a definitive list. We're here to hear from you, but we want to put some information out, some ideas out to get you started. And you'll have these on a piece of paper in front of you when you do start your small group work, so you don't have to write them all down. But we're wondering things like, you know, how important is it to improve quality of life, and how would you do that? How would you broaden or diversify the tax base to make sure that there is additional revenue coming into the city to make the city a nicer place to live? How can we, or do we want to, create a more tourist-based economy, and how would we do that? How should we manage traffic and parking? What are the best approaches for that? How can we create a more pedestrian-friendly downtown, a place that's really vital and interesting and that we want to come to and do our shopping in? Do we want to create new local employment opportunities? Where? What kind of employment should that be? How can we increase housing, particularly affordable housing, for people who don't have the highest paying jobs? And some of the options are here. What are some of the opportunities? So we're going to begin by looking, as Suzanne already talked about, at some of the assets and opportunities that Grover Beach has today. It is the only drivable beach in the state. It's a wonderful beach. It's got huge amounts of sand, as you all know. But this is a great beach here. There are not great beaches like this everywhere in the state by any means. And that's really a wonderful asset. There's the Amtrak station with actual trains stopping at it. You may not know there are Amtrak stations without trains stopping at them all over the state. So this is it's a really big thing to have a train going from essentially the Bay Area to Los Angeles stopping here once or twice a day is a very big deal. You have the beachfront site right at the entrance to the beach, adjacent to the highway and the mobile home park, a site that's been talked about possibly for a hotel and conference center, possibly for other uses, but a great piece of land right there at the entrance to the beach that is really available for some important facility that can help to support this community. And so we want to be thinking about what can that be. We've got Grand Avenue, a wonderful street with a lot of new interesting development happening along it already, as in this example here. The western end is really more oriented towards the visitors, and we might think about how could that be even more visitor-oriented, or should it be? What else could it be? And then we've got the Central Business District a little further east around this area where you've got City Hall. You've got a lot of interesting and vital businesses, some newer buildings. But then if we can have the next slide, there are parts of it that I hope I can say aren't as beautiful as they could be. So I think there's some potential for thinking about how we could make Grand Avenue into a street that the whole community can really take pride in and that people living here and people who are visiting here would really want to go to and do their shopping and be a part of. We've got the North 4th Street corridor, a major entrance into town. The intersection of 4th and Grand as a really key point in town. But going all the way up to the freeway is really an important corridor, perhaps for residential development, perhaps for other commercial development. And we'd like you to be thinking about what might happen along there. There are a number of industrial areas, both on the south side of town and along Highway 1 going north. These are areas that might have the potential for additional development, might have additional jobs, and certainly are very important to the workforce here in town and the region to make sure that there are employment opportunities throughout the region. And then there are a few agricultural sites. And these, I think, are possible sites for additional development. Some of these agricultural sites have been developed just recently. Strawberry farming in an area with the development pressure that there is here is possibly not a use that's going to continue forever. But if it is going to change, this is a really key kind of area for us to be thinking about what does the community really want, because these are some of the last possible development sites for new development in town, and it's very important to think about what's the best use from a community-wide perspective to happen on these kinds of sites. And then, of course, there are the town's residential neighborhoods, strong, vital residential neighborhoods that have a lot of assets in them that in many cases probably we do want to preserve, but we want to ask you, are there things about the neighborhoods, too, that you would want to see changed as well? And then I want to talk a little bit about some of the possibilities. We've just got a bunch of slides here to give you some other ideas of things that aren't going to take a lot of pride in. Maybe there are some ideas from Avila Beach that we can put here as well. This is Avalon, which is the main city on Catalina Island. And a number of people have talked to me working here on the Central Coast that Avalon has a lot of really wonderful qualities to it and that there may be lessons to be learned that could be applied here in Grover or other places. You see here the very narrow street, the beautiful palm trees, special paving, direct connection out to the water, a lot of things that make this a very interesting tourist-oriented community. And maybe there are some examples that you might see in this photo of things you would like to see here in Grover Beach as well. Hotel and convention center is another use that we've already talked about that a lot of people have mentioned for the land there right at the state park entrance. Here's some examples of what those facilities look like in other communities. Very tall hotel buildings, smaller convention center buildings. This is a kind of grainy picture taken off the web, but we wanted to show it because it shows how a hotel can be stepped back. This may be taller than a hotel you'd get here in this town. But the interesting thing about it is also the way it steps back and what that tells us about the way that we might do a stepping building here in Grover Beach as well. And then here's an example of a smaller hotel conference center right along the beach in another community. Certainly there are other examples as well. And there are other beachfront uses as well. Here's a skateboard park right along the beach. Is that something that this town would like? And where would it be? A pedestrian passageway right along the beach with tables, cafes. Now, of course, there's a little problem here. We've got the railroad track and Highway 1, quite a bit of land in the way. So we're probably not going to get this exact notion here in Grover Beach. But at the same time, again, there may be possibilities for something like this, either near the state park entry or perhaps not right on the beach but along Grand Avenue. And we want to hear tonight of ideas you might have based on these pictures of things that could happen here. Another example, this one is from Santa Monica. Here you see the pier, but you see housing. You see, in this case, a major street and ways that houses confront along the beach, ways that vegetation can be along the beach. And another interesting thing about Santa Monica is that this picture is actually taken from a location that is pretty high up and distant from the beach, and yet Santa Monica does manage to have a real beach atmosphere to it, so there may be some lessons to be learned there. Moving a little farther uptown, if you will, a little farther east on Grand Avenue, perhaps there are possibilities for more pedestrian orientation and more projects that really encourage vitality in town. Whether those are streetscape improvements, like you saw in the last image, new street trees, new storefronts that come right out to the edge of the street and have showcasing windows. Next image. People sitting at cafes along the street, along the sidewalk, may be a possibility here. And this one is an image to show you, you know, you might take a place sort of like this, and if you look at this, and then we'll go to the next one, imagine how it could be changed to take a place that doesn't have as much character, and by adding the new light posts, the new sidewalk, street furniture like benches and these lamp posts, some new buildings. You know, these are kind of tall buildings, but in fact the tall buildings make the place a little nicer, being built out to the street, a little more interesting. Why don't we go back? Can we go back? Take a place like this, interesting, than some of your standard suburban development, if you will. And so we might think about that. Here's a townhouse and condominium project, a couple of stories tall that has a real nice feeling along the street. Is something like this appropriate for Grover Beach, and where? Or perhaps mixed-use projects, projects where you would have retail uses on the ground floor and then apartments up above. Is that something you would like to see? And where would you like to see that here in town? And here's another example of that kind of building, again, with retail on the ground floor and then apartments up above. Is that something that would be appropriate here, and where? And then in the industrial areas, what can we do to improve the industrial areas here in town? This is an example that Kelly and I chose because of the way you see a lot of trees, a lot of open green space, a sort of a connection between the building and the roadway, perhaps a little more of a there, as they say, than there are in some of the more typical industrial developments. So are these some ideas that might be useful in the industrial areas as well? Here's another example where you both have very interesting architecture with the brick veneer and whatnot, but you also actually have a cafe in the industrial area so that people who work there can go and take advantage, can have a lunch break or something. And people even come to this cafe from other parts of town because they know it has good food and they kind of like that industrial chic atmosphere that it offers. So is industrial chic something that we want to see here in Grover Beach? And if so, where? So in summary, this is a final image, which, as I understand, was done by a Cal Poly student, is that right, of Grover Beach, of the possible new design for the intersection of 4th and Grand. These are the kind of possibilities we'll hope you'll be imagining with us tonight. And what we want to do now is take a few minutes, and I'll explain exactly how we're going to do this, and then we're going to divide you into groups, and we're going to get going. Oh, and did you hear there are two more workshops after tonight, May 19th and June 10th. So you each have a number on your name tag, hopefully 1 through 4. And what we're going to do, I think we're going to move the table, so we'll actually pick up, maybe you can just do this, we'll pick up number 4 and put it over there, because the tables are a little close together. So, and then where's number 3 right now? Back there. Okay, so you guys are there. Okay. So we're going to put 4 over here. Now, you should only be a 1 through 4. And there are about 7 people per table, we think. So, and some of you said to us as you came in, but I have a different number than my husband or my wife. And that's on purpose. We want you to meet new people. We think, although I realize this is an assumption that is not true in every household, but we think that if you came with a person, that you may have similar ideas to that person. And we don't want you all to sit together with the people you agree with and say the same old things over again. We want you to meet new people, share ideas with people that you don't know, and that your ideas from your household will be distributed to various tables. So we are going to really ask you, and the facilitators are going to be tough on you. They're going to check your numbers, and they're going to make sure that you're at your right table. So at this time, we would ask you to get up, go to the name tag, the number that's on your name tag, and we'll get started with the exercise.
Thank you. We're at number one.
On behalf of group number one. So Stan, let me just, I don't want to put pressure on you, Stan, but I want to give a few guidances here. We're looking for a very concise report for the group as a whole, not just your point of view, but for everybody. And you folks in the back. So we're looking for a concise report, the high points for the group as a whole, not just your point of view, but for everybody, and done in like 3 minutes. You can do that, right?
I could do that.
Great.
Okay. We thought at the beginning we were going to do this whole city, but that's an impossible thing as far as we're concerned to do this at one time. So we thought the main focus here is to draw some money into the community. Because once you get the money in, then you can go ahead and start developing other areas. So we focused on the Grand Avenue. We said have a nice big gateway right here, however elaborate it is, to show this is Grover Beach. You're entering the city here. We could also talk shortly about this. And end it right here on the beach with this nice big hotel that draws in a lot of outside money, and that will help us. In the middle here, you know, put mixed use here, have a boardwalk here, and different things here. So we tried to concentrate basically right here. Mm-hmm. So bring in the money. With that money, then you can go ahead and start concentrating other areas. We said definitely leave the area that's right here, leave this alone right here. You can see we only had one purple X, which leaves alone the rest of it.
Okay, we're group two right over there. A whole bunch of students and real fresh minds and two... One very old and the one that started with the list. We agree with what Table 1 did, except we also want to improve Grand, that's fine. Gateways, we want one on East Grand, we want one on the 4th Street coming in. 4th Street coming in, we think this corridor should be addressed. It's a very powerful access to our community. as well as Grand from East and West. And we agree with getting a hotel or a conference center or something over here and make money, get more trains stopping to see us. We want to see more dollars generated out of this area, which is presently a business area, services. We want maximum development there. Let's see, ice cream somebody wants. Okay. We also think that Oak Park needs some, they are improving it. We need more emphasis there because that's another access to the freeway, bringing the money that you were speaking about into town. Let's see. We think Grand Avenue, period, needs a lot of attention. We're fixing the streets between certain areas, but we'd like to see the businesses, we'd like to see the owners of the businesses, the owners of the property, really get into it and get together, make some bigger developments, bigger commitments. Okay, let's see. We want attainable housing, that was brought up, and pretty hard to do, but we need somebody to work on that and see how we can manage some of that to keep a lot of our employees, the people who are born here, how they can stay here. Don't read upside down. Let's see.
We want us more productive, right?
Yes, I want to get more dollars right here, yes. More fourth, more Oak Park, dollars here.
Intensify land uses near the beach.
Yes.
Oriented to beach activities.
Yes, okay. Mixed use they're putting in right below where the train depot is, and in that area, they are taking a plus. That should be re-looked at and see if we can make more money out of that area for our town. Some of our areas have nice housing developments. We think that some of our older homes, we should look at helping them improve them or giving them a way to knock them out and do a new one. We just want us to be where people will love to live and can afford to live. Okay. Anything else, Gail? Okay.
Thank you. Good work, too. Grace, you started to talk about it, but I want to point out that both groups 1 and 2 did have very extensive lists of goals, and I think you covered a lot of it in your presentations, but it's especially important. Yeah, it's especially important to point out, because when we go back to our office over the next couple of weeks before the next meeting, we're going to take these goals and try and bring them together. So even though we didn't hear about them, we're definitely going to take these back, type them up, and try and merge them. And I think you'll see, if you're reading these as I am, as the groups talk, you're seeing a lot of similarities in what the groups are doing for their goals as well as their maps. So just want to bring everybody's attention to that, but we're going to use that as an important point, too. So now we're ready for group number 3, right? Which one was group number 3? In the back, right? Janet facilitated that group, and Jesse is going to be the spokesperson. So Jesse, come on up. Don't be shy.
Oh, I'm not very good at this.
Oh, you're going to be great.
Maybe mall areas like the Network and San Obispo. So, that's it.
Okay, and again, I see a big group of goals here, too. I'm sure they're all covered largely in the map, too, but we'll be typing these up and bringing them together with the other ones as well.
For the next meeting, right?
For the next meeting. That meeting is, as Sue pointed out, May 19th. That's right. Group number 4, who do we have as a spokesperson there? Laura.
Concerned about the central area of town. By improving this area more than just where it is, putting islands all the way full of the full length, figured that would improve that. We also have a plaza kind of thing. You know how you have the restaurants where you sit out with the umbrellas and all that stuff? Always lots of little shops, someplace for somebody to go and want to be. Once we have the hotel and the convention center in, they'll want to go to this. So we've got this area enhanced. First goal was beautification of Grand Avenue, creating jobs. Again, focusing down in here with some different types of housing, you know, with the businesses below and the houses above, that kind of thing. Convention center, the motel,
enhance and improve and enjoy the beach, keep the community spirit. Can you guys see? Obviously not, I couldn't. And we don't want to forget the butterflies. So we have several times said trees, butterflies. Our trees are 25 foot tall. They're not big monster things. They don't block the view. I live up here. My little ex says, stay out of there. I would suggest that most of these people who live here would say, we're fine, thank you. I think that's it. Just keep the community we've got. Make it better.
Okay, and last but not least, we had group number 5 that was formed at the last minute with representatives from groups 1 through 4. And it was sort of the Congress group. And we have Glenn presenting. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Well, we had the best group. Battle zone. Some of the highlights of ours were tree canopy covered community, pedestrian friendly, obviously, improved Grand Avenue, which we hadn't heard before, thriving a beachfront community, making a thriving beachfront community, revitalized Grand Avenue again, that's very important to us, and a variety of employment opportunities. Some of the excellent ideas we came up with was a corridor along Highway 1 and the railroad. So when people come by on the railroad, they see it gives them a view of a real nice, that would kind of get the residential off of it, make it a little bit safer.
Well, then there was the flip side, that somebody wanted to see the residential stay.
The residential stay, exactly. Some people didn't want to do anything in the residential zoning as we have it now, while others wanted to put in granny units and do other use to get more population going. Another wonderful idea was a beach trail, the continuation of the Pismo Trail down into the wetlands we have, just, like I said, southwest of where Grand and Highway 1 intersect. Areas not being used, and also continue up maybe up into, I think they call it Pismo Lake area, and just kind of make a name for ourselves as being a environmentally, and Peter, what was the word you used?
Ecotourism.
It rung nicely. It wouldn't associate us with Avila. It wouldn't associate us with Santa Barbara. It would make our own association. Yeah. Or Pismo. What else am I missing? Any high points?
The pier.
They want a pier.
Oh.
We want a pier.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a great idea. Good luck getting it through. But yeah, it's a great idea.
Well, you guys have all done great. I mean, among other things, it's only 8:30. We're half an hour before 9 o'clock. And we've gotten some really excellent ideas this evening, and I really appreciate it. I want to just summarize a few things that I heard from all the groups and point out a few things where we heard unique ideas. And we heard a lot of unique ideas from Group 5 there, especially at the end. But I think that's just because they knew already what the other 4 groups had said, and they focused on them. But there were a number of similarities that we heard. Everybody seemed to really focus on Grand Avenue, and everybody says this is an area that we really need to improve. I heard a number of groups either use the word or imply notions of pedestrian friendliness, more vitality, a place for people who live here to go to a bookstore, go to a cafe. All of those ideas seem to really go together for creating more of a place along Grand Avenue. It seemed like all of the groups, or most of them at least, did think that the notion of some sort of hotel or conference center at the end of Grand Avenue near the beach is an idea that's definitely worth exploring. Heard that over and over again. We heard notions of gateways at Grand Avenue at the east end of town, and then also from several groups on the 4th Street corridor. I thought it was very interesting that several of the groups said, 4th Street is a really important street as well as Grand, and we should be looking at it. I think that might be a little bit of a new direction for the city to go, not only really trying to focus on Grand, but to think about things on 4th as well. But I heard several groups saying that. A number of groups did talk about the industrial area. I think most of the groups Maybe it was only group number 5 at the end said leave it as it is, but I think most groups said, you know, the industrial area does have some capacity, some opportunity. We should be looking to improve it to keep a lot of jobs here. I don't think everybody said, let's make sure we keep the jobs, and that was a theme over and over again. But I think most of you also said maybe there's some room for improvement. Some groups said some room for some housing. Some groups for other kinds of employment within the industrial area. We had a number of groups talk about the need for some affordable housing or workforce housing, housing for people who've lived here a number of years, and finding places for that. At the same time, I heard a lot of people say the neighborhoods are in pretty good shape. It's in the residential neighborhoods, continuing the Pismo Trail, and I think I heard something about a pier at the end, too. I'm not sure. So those are all interesting ideas that I think, you know, maybe just one group came up with them, but they're interesting ideas, and I think we'll definitely want to be looking at them in future workshops as well. And then the one thing I heard where there was probably some disagreement was about the strawberry fields on the southern edge of town. I heard a couple of groups say that's a really great place to look at for some new development. A couple other groups said, leave them just as they are. We want the agriculture. We want the open space. So that may be one item that we do need to think about further. Certainly when we go to the future workshops, given that some of the groups said, let's look at them, we will have the possibility for you all to talk about what kind of change could occur there. But some people, I think, will probably continue to say, let's try and leave it as it is, and that's fine, too. So we got a lot of very good ideas. You may have heard that there is a next workshop on May 19th, and it will be an opportunity. We'll have merged all these ideas together and essentially inserted them into the computer so that the computer will be able to model for you various ideas of how to change Grand Avenue. What if there were 3-story buildings? What if there were 4-story buildings? What if it was more tourist serving? What if it was housing? What if it was offices? We'll be able to do that for Grand. We'll be able to do it for 4th. We'll be able to do it on the Strawberry Field site, a number of the sites you talked about. And so it should be a very fun, interesting workshop. You'll be able to work in small groups again, meet some more of your fellow residents. And I really want to encourage you to come back and to bring a friend or two. The announcements didn't get out as quickly as we hoped, but seriously, there's a big stack. Julie, you want to hold them up? We've got lots more postcards here, so if you can take a few home, tell your friends and neighbors, and ask them to come as well, that would be great, because we'd really like to fill this room for the next 2 workshops. Thank you very much for being here. I see one hand up. We can take a question or comment before we close.
What I'd like to suggest is everyone in here to be thinking about who has the money to do these kind of things, and it's usually the older person, and now when you upgrade your property, you have to depreciate it over 40 years. Some of us aren't going to live to be 40 years. So if you could depreciate it, if the city would have some kind of way, say, this has to be upgraded, the city forces you to do that, and you could just depreciate it over 10 years, what a difference. That means, you know, it comes off your tax that you pay income tax for. So that's something to everybody to be thinking about, and get your congressmen and these people to do these kinds of things.
Okay. Well, thank you all for coming. John, did you want to say a few final words too?
Yeah, I just wanted to say from the city council that I want to thank everyone for taking time out of your busy schedule to be down here. This exercise is for the community. This is your city. So it's important that everyone has come out, and anyone who's at home who didn't make it down tonight, there's another meeting. But we just want to thank everyone for coming out. It's an important exercise, and have a nice evening.
Regarding the people who come, renters, with a lot of people I know that I've met that say, oh, no, I just rent.
Renters are very welcome. Renters are residents of the city. They're voters in the community. They're an important part, and we would welcome renters, homeowners, and business people. People who just work here. Anyone who's part of the Grover Beach community would be very welcome to come. So if you're watching...